Governor Bill Walker says he hasn't made plans to actively campaign for Mark Begich, who Walker endorsed to succeed him. Walker also says he's going to take some time off after he finishes his term on December 1st. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman spoke with Walker about last week and what's to come for the man who is still, for now, the country's only independent governor.
Even though Governor Walker endorsed Democrat Mark Begich over Republican Mike Dunleavy and Libertarian Billy Toyin, he hasn't planned to campaign.
I haven't. At this point, we just, just gotten through the announcement, and I really haven't. That wasn't part of any discussion or understanding.
The latest polling figures back that up. An Alaska Survey Research poll says having Walker actively campaign for Begich wouldn't help the Democrat. In any event, Walker says last week was challenging on a personal level. That includes the decision to end his campaign.
Sometimes you find out who you are in your darkest hours, and that was a dark hour. That was a decision was made literally an hour before I walked across the street to make the announcement. The final decision was made then, and it really was without any thought about, what's Bill Walker going to do after this. That's inconsequential in comparison to what is Alaska going to look like over the next 4 years.
Neither Walker nor former Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott have provided much information about what Mallott said that caused him to resign on October 16th. Walker says he won't say more without permission from the woman who was the recipient of what Walker has described as inappropriate remarks from Mallott.
Not without her blessing, but I can say this. I'm not aware of any other instance. All the allegations of that are being sort of made up by some that are more than happy to make things up are all inaccurate and wrong. It was a one-time situation I'm aware of. It was very recent. It was an adult. And once we learned of it, it was resolved within, I think, about 16 hours.
Walker says his administration has been transparent. Not everyone agrees. Tuckerman Babcock is the Alaska Republican Party chairman.
I'm appalled that Lieutenant Governor of the state of Alaska resigns from office and abandons a campaign 3 weeks before an election. And the only information that's shared with the public is that he said something inappropriate to someone.
Republicans have also questioned how Walker will spend his remaining campaign funds. Walker says he'll largely use the money to pay outstanding campaign-related bills. He estimates the campaign spent 90% of what it raised.
You don't want to end up on election day with a bunch of money in the bank, so there won't be a big sum of money at the end, I'm sure.
Walker's name will remain on the ballot because he ended his campaign after the deadline to withdraw. But he doesn't expect many Alaskans to vote for him.
Well, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think we've done a good job of getting the word out. We didn't just do a press release on a Friday and call it good. We were very open and public about what we've done and why we did it. So I think people understand that.
Walker may be wrong about that. The Alaska Survey Research poll found 5% of voters say they'll vote for him even after being informed that he ended his campaign and endorsed Begich. Walker says he hasn't focused on what comes next for him.
I need to cut some lumber, make some sawdust, and go through sort of that process. For me, that's therapeutic for me to actually, build things, and I'd love to build another cabin and just kind of get out, away from all the phones and the pressures that go with this position and give some thought. And I will always do something that's going to be helpful to Alaska.
Walker says his administration will continue to work on major projects like the gas pipeline for the 5 weeks it has remaining. In Anchorage, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.